Chazal tell us that we always have to perform mitzvot with dedication. And in our history, we weren't always allowed to perform mitzvot the way we would like. Chazal say that our performance of mitzvot is not only a personal act, but it affects everyone else. And when we have dedication in our performance of mitzvot, that dedication spills over, and it could spill over for generations. Chazal say any mitzvah that the Gentiles decreed we should not perform, and we stood up to that declaration and we did it anyways, so till today we're strong in that mitzvah. One example is the circumcision. The Gentiles said you're not allowed to circumcise, and we always circumcised our kids, even if they said it was punishable by death, like the Romans and the Greeks often declared. Any Jew that circumcises their son will get killed, and Jews stuck to the mitzvah. There's the famous story in the time of Hanukkah that Greeks decreed we're not allowed to circumcise our children, and a woman took her son up to a rooftop and said, "Here, you Greeks, look, I'm circumcising him." She circumcised him. They were chasing after her to kill her, and she had to jump off the roof. She and their son died. But she said, "We will not give in." The circumcision is a sign of our bond with Hashem, and the fact that earlier generations were so dedicated to this mitzvah, the Gemara says, that put it in the blood of the Jewish people. It's in our DNA. No matter what, you'll see Jews who are less observant, more observant, everyone keeps the Brit Milah. Everyone does the circumcision. And the Gemara says there are mitzvahs where we were not as dedicated. And an example of that is the mitzvah of tefillin. The Talmud says there was once a period in history where the Romans declared no Jew may wear tefillin. And any Jew who wears tefillin, they'll take an awl and they'll pierce his skull. They'll kill him by piercing his skull with a hammer and a chisel directly where he wore his tefillin. So Jews were in hiding putting on tefillin, but there was one tzaddik named Elisha. And Elisha would always wear his tefillin. So Elisha went out to the marketplace the way sages did, with his tefillin adorned. And in spite of the Roman decree, Elisha continued wearing his tefillin. And everyone saw Elisha wearing his tefillin. Now one morning, he was walking through the marketplace, and a Roman soldier saw him. And this Roman soldier was checking to see if Jews are wearing tefillin. Elisha saw the soldier, so Elisha ran. And the soldier started chasing after Elisha. Now, Elisha sees the soldiers catching up to him. So Elisha davens to Hashem, takes off his tefillin and wraps him up and he holds him in his hands. And the soldier looks at him and says, "What you got in your hands? What you got? What you been doing?" Elisha says, "I have the wings of a dove." The Roman says, "Show me. Open up your hands." And the Gemara says Elisha opened his hands, and there in place of his tefillin were dove's wings. The Roman looks, and he can't believe it. He thought he saw Elisha wearing tefillin. The truth is he did. But when he searches Elisha, there are no tefillin. And he knows he's been chasing Elisha. Elisha didn't drop him anywhere. From that day onward, Elisha got a nickname. Elisha Baal Knafayim. Elisha, the master of the wings. And the Talmud says, Elisha exemplifies the way we have to be dedicated to the mitzvah of tefillin, to wear tefillin beguf naki, that a person has to have a clean body, he's not allowed to pass the air when he wears tefillin, a person has to be clean in his thoughts. We have to emulate Elisha, who was so dedicated to the mitzvah of tefillin. And just like Elisha's tefillin turned into doves, we wrap our tefillin like little doves. You notice how we wrap our tefillin on both sides, the straps on both sides of the box? It's supposed to simplify that dove. Why did the tefillin turn into a dove? Because the Jewish people are like the dove. Other birds fight with their beak. The Jewish people fight with their wings. The wings are the mitzvot, it says in Tehillim. Kanfei yonah nechpa v'kasef. The wings that envelop the Jewish people are the mitzvot. The dove, whatever happens, the dove has a good memory. It knows how to fly back home. So too the Jewish people, a person could be out who knows where, and he's been living the life of a Gentile for years. And then when things go bad, he knows where to fly back. He knows his way back home. Deep down inside, everyone has this internal compass. He knows how to come back. And that's why we're compared to the dove. And that's why when Elisha was saved, he was saved that the tefillin turned into the figure of the dove.